If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to Inside Games, the only show brave enough to say Helldivers 2 is dead forever and it's never coming back, ever.
It really just completes the life cycle of video games, doesn't it? One week it's the most popular thing in the world, the next week it's gone. It's gone forever. And here we are, the media, to report on both. So we got a lot more stories coming up today, aside from just Helldivers 2. Reporting on why GTA 5 never got that story DLC we heard about a million years ago. We got a modders will fix it attitude coming from someone other than Bethesda for a change. And also, apparently, the Horizon Netflix series isn't happening anymore. So lots to cover on this week's Inside Games Roundup.
All right, let's start off with Helldivers 2 and the headline, its players are gone. They're missing. Just a few months ago... As you know, Helldivers 2, breakout hit of 2024. It was the toast of the town. The co-op third-person shooter from Arrowhead Game Studios. It released in February. Only took a month to sell 8 million copies on PlayStation and PC. So huge. I mean, it was the live service game.
Yeah. And the game, which is published by Sony, was particularly just a massive hit on PC, hitting more than 458,000 concurrent players 2 weeks after launch. That's crazy.
Yeah, but since then, the game's been in a free fall, unfortunately. We checked Steam DB on Friday. The game's 24-hour peak then was just over 46,000 players, so about 10% of its top.
Yeah, it was almost a 90% drop. Now, you're going to say, BG, most games lose their players over time. Starfield famously lost 97% of its Steam players in less than 6 months, but a little bit different in this case.
Yeah, Starfield's a single-player game, so for a live-service game like Helldivers 2, such a plunge could be catastrophic, because obviously if there's nobody to play with, there's really no game.
Yeah, it's aggravating because Helldivers 2 was doing it the right way. And if it can't keep players around doing things the right way, it doesn't really set a good precedent. And speaking of doing things the right way, Sony didn't do the game any favors either. This was an interesting dust up. Sony really annoyed a bunch of Helldivers fans a few months ago when they announced that PC players would need to link a PlayStation Network account to their Steam account in order to keep playing the game that they had already bought.
Players were mad. Sony backed down. We'll see if they can recover, but this sucks for Sony because this was their big foray into live services games, and it's off to a huge start, but it's kind of looking like a flash in the pan.
Don't worry, guys. I have some good news at the end of this story. As Paul Tassi of Forbes wrote, the last few months have proven how hard that success could be to maintain for even a short amount of time, given the well-established competition in these spaces. So I will say 50,000 players is pretty good. 6 months, and that's only on PC, not on PlayStation. So there's crossplay. I just played last night and I had a blast. It was great. People were on. I was having fun. And this is much like any other live service game, like a Destiny or whatever. As they release more content, they'll get a boost. Everybody will play, and they'll go back to playing, Skyrim or whatever.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Apex Legends a little bit. Like, huge, huge start, and then it fell off. But now it's settled into, it's got its base, and it seems to be doing fine.
Yeah, there's been other games that have come out. I don't think the developers themselves expected, or anyone expected, to, be revving at 100% all the time. Like Bruce said, these things come and go. There's a heartbeat to it. People come for new content, they play and enjoy it, and then they get lured away by other games that have new content. So I guess what just strikes me is every single game has this headline at some point because it always happens. This is just part of the life cycle. So hopefully in a couple months from now when they release a new content update, we'll be able to report that their players have surged 500% overnight or something like that. There's always a fun little metric to stretch there.
Well, Lawrence, speaking of new content, I have a reason why GTA 5 never got any new content. Brian, tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we've all played GTA 5, a very, very popular game. But over the years, there was a little consternation from players because everyone wondered why it never got any DLC, and it sucked because Rockstar released so much good DLC for GTA 4.
And according to a data mine last year, there was a planned DLC pack named Agent Trevor, along with other expansions called Zombie Apocalypse an alien invasion. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, Rockstar was talking about it very definitely for a very short amount of time. and now we know why it never happened. And honestly, if you were reading between the lines the whole time, you knew. It was Grand Theft Auto Online. It just made too much money to warrant spending time on anything else.
Yeah, we learned this from the game's cinematics editor, Joseph Rubino, who was a senior camera artist and a virtual cinematographer at Rockstar.
In an interview on the YouTube channel San and Play, Rubino said that he worked on the Trevor DLC before it was canceled. Rubino said that the success of GTA Online made Rockstar change its priorities.
When GTA came out, GTA Online, it was so much of a cash cow, and people were loving it so much that it was hard to make a argument that a standalone DLC would outcompete that.
Rubino said that the Agent Trevor DLC was about halfway done before it just got axed.
Yeah, and it sounded cool. It lines up with an interview that Trevor's voice actor, Stephen Ogg, gave in April when he discussed the story's DLC's cancellation. He said that Trevor was going to be undercover. He was working with the feds. We did shoot some of that stuff with James Bond Trevor, where he's still kind of a fuck up, but he's doing his best. That sounded cool.
This would have been great. We all know why they canceled every single thing they were doing. Because GTA Online was printing money, and still is. So... good luck on GTA 6 DLC. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
It's like we say all games fall off except GTA Online, Counter-Strike, and Minecraft. They will live forever.
There's a handful of eternal games. Yeah, that's for sure. Which makes me wonder about, how are they going to do anything when GTA Online's in the room? Because it's just going to keep doing its thing. So maybe GTA 6 will just be a single player game and that's it. Or you'll get some bonus. I don't know. Who knows? Speaking of not knowing what to do or how to add to your own game, we have a weird instance where Elden Ring developers are telling fans to fix DLC issues themselves.
So we're talking about Shadow of the Erdtree, which has been a huge success. It sold more than 5 million copies, breathed new life into a game that was already a best of for 2022. Very well received game. The PS5 version got a 95 on Metacritic. Kotaku called it nothing short of magnificent.
There's just one issue. The PC performance has not been great. It really has not.
Still, God.
Yeah, it's really not been good. Frame rate's struggling to hit 60 frames a second. Even in performance mode, I mean, I've got a 4090 and the thing still hitches. So, like, there ain't much I got to do there.
Yeah, it's super unstable.
A Japanese game with poor PC performance?
I guess we ought to count our blessings. At least it's on PC in the first place. Anyway, Digital Foundry reinvestigated the game after the DLC released and wrote that long-standing tech issues remain unaddressed. That was one of my first takeaways. I walked forward for 5 seconds and I was like, oh my God, it's the same. They didn't update it at all.
But a new patch is out, and From Software, they have a great suggestion. If we're having issues, just fix it ourselves.
You want me to code or something? In the patch notes for update 1.12.3, there's a section called Possible Unstable Performance Fixes, and it's not encouraging. They suggested that PlayStation 5 players having frame rate issues reboot their consoles in safe mode and use the rebuild database option.
Man, do you think that actually works for anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like it might just be a little placebo recommendation, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of, for PC players, From advises them to disable third-party mouse applications and ensure that ray tracing hadn't been unintentionally enabled, which is a good suggestion because that really does kill performance, but that's not the most pleasing thing to hear. Usually you just want to hear, boom, it's 20% better.
Yeah, and you know who also wasn't pleased? People who bought the game. Reddit user Regner wrote with more than a little sarcasm, performance issues? We think it's you. Yep, now go ahead and do stuff no other game requires because it's your PC/PS5's fault.
User Seven Fists added, quote, literally no other AAA game requires this amount of fucking around with fixes and workarounds just to get decent base performance. They've had years to fix their performance issues in the base game, and their answer is a DLC that not only performs worse, but that also creates additional issues in the base game.
And it's such a good game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
It's not great, but come on. Some of this is starting to be, it sounds like Reddit's getting themselves all worked up again. It's still really good, all right? And it runs not great, but it runs. And it's gorgeous, so come on. All right. Just the way that they like list things back to themselves and being like, and it doesn't make, and it's worse, and it makes the base game worse. Just like, you can almost hear somebody getting angrier as they type. Maybe just play the game. It sucks, but maybe.
From Software, I feel like maybe getting a little cocky at this point, because they're just like, whatever, fuck off. Like, we sold a shit ton of fucking games. So eat it. Eat shit.
Here's something people on Reddit won't have a chance to get mad about, because it's been canceled before it came out. The Horizon series is apparently not happening on Netflix anymore.
Yeah, Rolling Stone reports that the show, which was being developed by the Umbrella Academy showrunner Steve Blackman, has stalled, and it's probably stalled for a long time.
Okay, all right. Well, when the show was announced in 2022, Blackman said, Horizon Zero Dawn is an exceptionally well-crafted game with wonderful characters not often seen in the rank and file of the gaming world.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason. In the article, Rolling Stone detailed claims that accuse Blackman of toxic, bullying, manipulative, and retaliatory behavior. And I'm really glad, because I'd never liked the Umbrella Academy anyways.
Yeah, we don't know at this point if it's been entirely canned or if it'll continue with maybe a less dickish showrunner. We'll see.
It makes you wonder. Man, how hard must he have pushed the envelope to actually get pushed out like that? Usually once you're in, you're in. You can scream at all the interns you want.
The Rolling Stone reporter Cheyenne Roundtree added in a tweet that in addition to Horizon, a planned sci-fi series for Blackman called Orbital will also not be moving forward. So this is really bad. Like, clearly Blackman was a real big dick and probably did a lot of terrible stuff.
Well, we got to bring the spirits up, all right? A little human interest tale. We're in the squirrel on water skis segment of the show. This is great, though. Peanut butter holds a place in my heart and will soon in yours, because this speedrunning dog has hit a walk-off home run. It's Summer Games Done Quick, happening right now.
Yeah, I like ending on these. These are fun. So yeah, at Summer Games Done Quick, Shiba Inu, named Peanut Butter, won a game of, and this is a great title, Ken Griffey Jr. Presents Major League Baseball in very spectacular fashion.
I love his name is Peanut Butter from BoJack. Peanut Butter is the dog of speedrunner JSR _, and he's able to play NES games like Gyromite by pushing buttons while his owner gives him treats. That's adorable.
At Summer Games Done Quick, Peanut Butter was in extra innings against the Minnesota Twins when the dog smacked a 2-run homer to finish the game.
Yeah, and the clip is great. It went viral. The crowd just went nuts. It was awesome, and JSR congratulated Peanut Butter by telling him that he was, in fact, a good boy.
Here we go. You got top this. Of the lineup. Excellent. Chance to take it.
That's out.
Go.
That's
go.
Out.
Go.
Yeah. Oh, good boy.
You get it.
Go. Go.
Walk up.
Go
home run. Oh, my God.
He was definitely a good boy. They're all good boys. So way to go, Peanut Butter.
All right, let's do a 5-second review. This, for me, was incredibly humbling, because my guy at the end of the base game was just so powerful. Just, you know, it had this awesome armor on and everything. And I just got rinsed immediately. And it's, I just, God, do I want to play through? I will, but it's just like humble. It's like going from like middle school to high school and you're like, oh, I'm not shit anymore. These seniors look like grown men. That's my review.
Yeah, I thought after all these years, From Software couldn't piss me off anymore, but I was wrong. I was so wrong. So here are the games that are releasing this coming week. First up, we've got Once Human. This is a multiplayer open world survival game set in a strange post-apocalyptic future. Unite with friends to fight monstrous enemies, uncover secret plots, compete for resources, and build your own territory. Once you were merely human, now you have the power to remake the world. This game launches on July 9th.
Up next, Ark of Karen. Build a mobile fortress on the back of a giant and mysterious walking tree and embark on a journey in this merge of tower defense and colony simulation. It comes to PC July 9th.
Complain to the tree's manager. Yeah. Ace Combat 7 Skies Unknown. Become an ace pilot and soar through photorealistic skies with full 360-degree movement, down enemy aircraft, and experience the thrill of engaging in realistic sorties. Aerial combat has never looked or felt better. Comes to the Switch July 11th.
The day is finally here. Angerfoot is a lightning-fast action FPS where the only things harder than your ass-kicking feet are the ass-kicking beats. This game's releasing for PC on July 11th.
Up next, Wastelander. It's a turn-based strategy game where you must survive and escape from a desolate planet ravaged by powerful storms. Build a colony from nothing, find and unlock unique buildings, and reactivate powerful relics to protect yourself. Will you survive and get off the planet? No, you're going to die a lot. PC, July 12th.
Very cool. Man, good crop this week. Speaking of good crops, Bruce, this show is supported by a lot of wonderful patrons, good eggs. And we'd just like to shout a few of them out at the end of the episode here. Jared Watkins, Old Baby Leg, Ian McGee, DJ Kento, Shaky Pants, Brandon Young, Matt Bogenberger, and Cash Putnam. Thank you very, very much.
My crop is even better than that last crop. Greg Wolf, UESC Battleroy, J Embers 87, Christian Morgan Anderson, Kyle Hayton, Brian Cosner, Mason Hoover, and Crab Foam.